Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Buckle your ear holes and pretend you're Eugene Omarui because you're about to get two-wayed. It's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I am not Don Denham, but I am Squish 41, and I'm stuck here with this nerd, Reddit Mavericks. How you doing,
Fuck
bud?
You. That was such a good opening.
Thank you. You're welcome.
It's another week. Don is very busy being a musician now.
Busy. Like, yes, busy, successful.
Yes.
Handsome. Looking.
Yeah, dude. Like,
handsome.
He's got it made. So yeah,
talented,
he's out. Yeah, he's
and
out. This
also,
week.
Bearded.
Bearded, yeah, and good bearded. Because I have a bad beard.
Good bearded.
He has a good beard.
He's got like a, I don't know, his beard is like an oil painting of handsome beardness.
So yeah, so Don's out again. It's me and Squish. You know, two man game again. It is what it is. We miss Don. We miss his. I miss seeing his face on my computer screen when we record, because usually we do it on Zoom. But right now we're using Discord. So, guys, not a lot going on this week, really. Mostly just like a summer league stuff, which I'm not gonna lie, guys. Like, I've watched maybe 20 minutes of. I don't watch a lot of this. I watched
the first game, and then I just looked up highlights of the second one, and I don't know what happened in the third one. So
yeah. So, and I think they play again today too.
Which,
so
for Mayan, it's been largely due to work taking my soul from my body.
And then for me,
if you're familiar with my Twitter account at all, you know I work in an emergency room, and we're having a little problem of late.
What kind of problem?
You know, it's this new hip variant virus that everyone seems to want to get. It's the trendy thing to do.
I guess so, dude.
Catch Delta and flood into the ER, whether you are emergent or not. It's just people everywhere. So it's nice, terrifying, exhausting. Yep. My brain's barely functioning at the moment. I just did 3 days in a row there. So if I sound sleepy, that's why.
Yeah. But Squish texted me like 20 minutes ago. I was like, okay, let's do it. So I was like, okay. Because I got your text last night, but I was asleep.
The text equivalent of the Undertaker sitting up.
It's like, I got that text last night and I was already asleep because my son is, you know, wears me out every fucking day. So again, that's the reason why I'm not really watching much of, you know, basketball right now, is because I have a kid now. And
it's all of your son's rigorous training and preparation to fight my son at a Toys R Us one day.
God, that's gonna be, you know, actually Toys R Us might be back by that point too. It might become the retro thing to do, is bring back old stores,
just repurposed. I don't know,
I think like
some
Spirit
other
Halloween.
Store. Spirit Halloween is not Toys R Us. What?
All right, guys, let's go ahead and do an ad read real quick. This week, we're sponsored by Spotify Green Room. It's a live audio sports only sports talk platform. It's free to download and to use. You can talk to me, you can talk to other fans, you can talk to athletes, sometimes even insiders in real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, which, I mean, that's a great thing for debates. We love debating, I guess, right now in the offseason.
A lot of people are baiting out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are. Post-game breakdowns and reacting to the breaking news. You know, I've been on there a couple times. Not so much anymore, because, again, I have a kid, and it's just, I'm busy as hell right now. All you need to do is just download the Spotify Green Room app. It's free on the iOS store. I believe it's free on the Android store. I'm not so sure. You create your profile. You can link your Twitter. You can join whatever league group. You can join I know there's like an MFL account. There's like a Reddit Mavs Twitter account. So it's like everything. You can follow me at Reddit Mavericks to be notified when my room goes live. If it goes live, it might be just like 4 a.m. because I'm hanging out with my son. We don't have a set time where we go on there yet. We might start doing those though. Not quite sure. Again, between me, Squish, and Don, we're all kind of busy. Like, this seems to be like the only time where we can all kind of get along, like get together, right? Virtually anyway. Because obviously Don lives in Austin and Squish, even though he lives like 20 minutes away, it's still far as shit. I guess that's
20 minutes is like an hour and a half in dad minutes.
Yeah, dude, it really is. It really fucking is, dude. Dude, time, like right now, like I was holding him and I was like, okay, cool. Like, it had it been like fucking like, in my head, I was like, oh yeah, it's been like 20 minutes. Okay, cool. I went, like, I got up and checked the clock and it was like 5 minutes. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, time just slows down when you have a kid, I guess. I don't know.
What doesn't?
Not him, that's for sure.
So time slows down when you have a kid until it doesn't.
Until it doesn't, yeah. But I mean, man,
suddenly, like, he's taller than you in bench pressing cars. I don't know.
Dude, he is strong as fuck, dude. Like, he like will grab my finger and like literally like pull it back and I'm like, dude, stop. Like, you're gonna hurt me. Like, yeah,
he just looks you in the eyes and says, good.
Good, just whispers it.
Yes, father.
But when it comes to actual like math stuff, I mean, there's not really too much going on right now. I mean, Summer League is going on again. Like, I think we talked a little about it earlier, but you know, I'm not really watching these games.
We were saying before we started recording, Summer League is just a reminder of how sloppy basketball can look.
The beautiful game.
When it's just like a bunch of young, stupidly athletic guys that aren't necessarily the most skilled and just smashing into each other mosh pit style, and somehow baskets happen. Yeah, then like the few competent players that really shouldn't be there are there just like shining, obviously, but
yeah,
like it's hilarious.
Yeah, like Tyrese Maxey getting minutes and I was like, bro, like, you were in the fucking playoffs, like, you got like 12 minutes a game, like, you should not be here. Like, yep. You know, like, you already have a roster spot, like, it's not in danger unless they're trying to shop you, which I will take you so bad because you're from Garland, but and you're actually good. I know there's been a lot of hype about about Nate Hinton starting to look like he's starting to gain offensive game. What's his name? Oh my god, my fucking brain.
Eugene Omarui.
Omarui, yes. God damn, so sorry, dude. I know there's been a lot of talk about him. You know, he's obviously just signed a 2-way contract with us, which is really well deserved because I mean, he just seems like he's gonna be a body that we can throw out there, you know.
Instantly better than Powell.
Like, yeah, like dude, seriously, like, I don't know, like, we have so many bigs on this fucking roster right now, and it's just like, it's astounding to me.
There's one thing holding it up, and I know it's like someone's on that, you know, that weight they have to be on before they can be traded.
I guess
I just don't know if it's a Moses Brown thing, please no, or a Goran Dragic thing.
Yeah, it's, guys, you guys haven't noticed, Quish is a very big Moses Brown fan. Like, like, massively.
We need him.
I mean, bro, like, looking at his highlights, you know, 2020 games are, you know, fucking crazy in themselves.
He's basically a kaiju version of what we need Powell to do. Like, he's huge and plays hard. Is he the best defender? No. But have you seen Dwight Powell play defense at any point in the last 7 years? Like, beggars can't be choosers. We need this horseman with probably a lot of potential. And
especially this team.
Even better setting screens for Luka, because the guy's just going to be open for dunks. But what do I know? So, I'm just a Twitter person.
That's what we've been saying. Like, before recording, we're just Twitter people. We don't know shit.
Yeah,
like,
you know, shit. Like, I don't know shit. I use my eyes and go, that looks good. Let's do that.
Like, I don't take any, like, actual, like, I don't know anything about the CBA or how trades work or anything, bro. I'm here for the ride. Like, you know, which is always funny whenever people come up to me and are like, hey, like, what do you think about this trade? And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, you know, like, I don't like to think about that stuff. It's just not fun to me. I just like to post memes and, you know, share stuff when I see on their Instagram pages and stuff like that, which including, like, Maxie's out with Jalen again, which is cool. So they're hanging out again.
Romance.
I love that's a good budding bromance.
I wonder if Powell's jealous.
Oh yeah, because him and Dwight. I mean,
What is Powell's doing? Maybe he's not appearing. Really. Maybe he knows he's being traded, and he's like, he's taking a sojourn into the woods in Canada, and he's growing out his beard and ice fishing or whatever the fuck they do, like on mooseback. And
do they ice fish out in Canada?
I don't know. I'm just imagining. I have this dream version of Canada in my head, just because I want to leave the country for a little bit.
Don't we all?
Just to travel, though. I've never left.
Not
the U.S. of A.
I
need to see the world, and I want to ice fish with Dwight Powell in Canada.
And it's interesting, like seeing because I follow all of them on social media, right? And Instagram stuff like that. So like, and I have most of the team, I have notifications turned on in case like something, you know, happens or whatever. And Dwight hasn't posted anything, like, you know, like all breaks.
He's,
so I don't know.
He's working on his game. He's just,
it's got to be
doing endless curls.
That's it. Just those fucking
My arms must be bigger than me defense. Good.
It's got to look like that Photoshop picture of him with the massive arms. That's what it's got to look like.
Someone, he saw that and was like, goals, yes. Man. I could
he's
do
like,
that.
Yes, okay, cool. Like, that's
he's just roiding. He's just roiding up and curling. Jesus, he's curling moose. That's what he's doing.
Curling moose.
Curling moose in the woods.
God.
Trying to be the Photoshop pal.
I'm just trying to think of anyone else who's like not really posted a lot. I don't really, it's whatever. I mean, Tim seems to be enjoying his life now. Like, this dude got fucking paid.
He got paid by the team he wanted to pay him.
Threw
us a bone. Like, that's wild.
That's love.
But that contract says Tim wants to win a championship.
Yep. Especially because it descends. Descends, dude. It's not like, shit, man.
Exactly.
What a great
And there
man.
Are some dudes that, you know, that's a good thing to talk about is Tim Hardaway Jr. Because there are just some people that, I don't know, they walk the line between, I should be getting paid a lot of money to play basketball, but also, I really want to win when I play the basketball. It's like there's a certain point where when you've made millions and millions and millions of dollars, and this is just me as a human, and I guess it's easy to say this when I'm not in this position, but like at a certain point, like, do you not have enough money? Like, I have $100 million. Do I need
more? Do I need
88 more? 88 more millions? Do what? I don't know. But
no,
like,
I
think as an athlete, like, the end of the day, you want to win. So I think that's a Tim wants to win, but also got paid move. And that just tells you a lot about him. Like, he's just a real dude. And I will run through a brick wall for him. He has gone from the butt of a joke when he got here and developed into
our fan
really
favorite
fantastic basketball player. And I think the mindset he has is what's won everyone over more than anything. On top of, like, his game's improved. He's actually a triple threat now when he was just chunking threes for like a year and a half.
Yep.
He can actually get to the basket now.
Did you see Luka's new car?
No.
Bro, it looks like the Batmobile.
Really? That's awesome.
It's a fucking Lambo, but it looks like a fucking Batmobile. Dude, I was like, what the fuck?
Hilarious that he threw down on the Lambo, because it's like, I don't know how I'm going to spend the money. He knew how he was going to spend the money.
Absolutely, bro. Come on.
It's like the first thing.
Get the fuck out of here.
He knew immediately.
Bought a brand new Lambo, bro. She looks nice as fuck. I can't wait to see him post a, Slovenian or Croatian music, Serbian music, like every so often, like it usually does during the season. I can't think of anything else really that's been going on in terms of Mavs. We could speculate, but a lot of people do that. You know, like, what's holding up, like, our Goran trade, or like, how can we get player X, player Y? Like,
I mean,
but
simply, it's just, I think, the trade rules, right?
Yeah, I think
if you just traded, you have to wait before you can be traded again.
Yeah, right. I think, right?
So that applies to him. It applies to Moses Brown. I'm really hoping it's the Dragic part, because I want us to keep Moses, man. I'm going to keep going back to that.
But, I mean, you know,
it'd be very Mavericks for us to trade a promising center.
It would be.
In favor of keeping dudes who just aren't that good. Willie showed flashes.
Yeah.
Pretty solid, but then Rick just like wouldn't play him. So I don't know.
Yeah. And I like Willie as a person. He's a weeb like I am. But you know, again, if you gotta make some guys, if you gotta to get better guys, you gotta trade guys, you know. So
gotta break some eggs.
Yep, gotta break some fucking eggs.
You add Cuban and say Powell is the eggs.
I did. Did I add him? I think I did. Actually,
I did add him.
I think I did add him. Fuck, I don't remember.
Oh, it was funny.
He still follows me, so it's fine.
Powell is the eggs.
He knows I'm. He knows I'm just a fan. You know, like I can't influence the team. If I could actually influence the team, I actually probably would. But yeah. The Mavs do play in a couple minutes. Whoops.
Oh. Wow, we better drop whatever we're doing.
No, wait, hold on. No, they play at 2. No, it's not even 1 yet. Y'all are wrong. This is not. Yeah, hold on. Whatever. Okay, anyway. I guess we can just go ahead and get into some questions because there's nothing else really to talk about with the Mavs unless we want to talk about our personal lives, but we've kind of done that too already. So let's go ahead and get into some questions. Okay, let's see. First question comes from Goated Mavs. They ask, if you could only follow one person, not a team account, business, etc., who would you follow? I guess like on Twitter.
One person?
Only one person. I got my answer. It's Tony Hawk.
It's a good one.
That's who I, just because he's fucking hilarious and one of my idols growing up. So easy.
Perfectly cut screams.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good account. Goddamn.
I can't follow basketball on Twitter. I can follow something that makes me laugh.
Yeah. Good. That's a great. That's a good answer, dude.
Very specific brand of humor.
That's very specific. let's see. Next question comes from the subreddit Let's Go Fish, which I think is the Miami Marlins account. I forgot that they follow me. I'm sorry.
It's like, why does Mike Fisher have a
his own subreddit?
The Mike Fisher subreddit.
What do you think are the chances that the Marlins finish the season third place in the NL East ahead of the Mets? Do you not like? I don't know if that's like a rivalry or anything like that. Is that a rivalry? I have no idea. I don't follow baseball as closely as I used to. Let me check these standings actually. NL East standings. So I'm curious to actually see where everybody's landing. Probably not that good. I'm sorry. Let's go fish. You guys are currently what, like 9 games back, 10 games back of the Mets, and y'all have a losing record. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's probably not happening. However, Marlins, I do want to say thank you very much for existing because you got Pudge Rodriguez a ring. You know, that's one of my favorite players growing up, so appreciate it. Yeah, I don't see y'all finish. I think the chances are probably slim to none. I'm sorry. And if they prove me wrong, they prove me wrong. That's, you know, good. Okay, let's see. Next question comes from Fur. When do you think Donda by Kanye West will be released? You got anything to add on this one, Swish?
I don't know, and I also don't care. I don't listen to Kanye West.
I haven't listened to a Kanye West album since The Life of Pablo.
And that's not me being rude. I just genuinely I'm not interested in this music.
I think so. I heard someone say that Donda's supposed to release on the 22nd or something. That could be absolutely wrong. That could be right. I have no idea. I would assume the 22nd. I think I had a friend on my personal account who's like a big like hip hop guy, rap guy. Was like, yeah, it's probably supposed to come out on the 22nd. So I was like, okay, cool. Apparently only on Apple Music. I don't know if it's going to be on Spotify, and I hope it is, because I'd like to listen to it again. Next question comes from Stateside Seagulls. My friends who are a big Brighton fans. How soon does Brighton clinch the Premier League title this season? They'll clinch it, let's see. If we win every game from here on out, we can clinch it probably as soon as, what is it, August, September, October? Like November. that's when we can clinch it. And that game yesterday was fucking amazing. So thank you. I was so mad because I turned on the game and it was like we're already down 1-0. So I was terrified. And then we ended up scoring 2 goals in 5 minutes. So thank you, Grandpotter. Next question. Oh, this is a good one. This is one it's from my friend JT, who is the co-host of the Saratory Sports Podcast. He asks, Dirk with Luka's passing ability or Luka with Dirk's size? Squish.
You just expect me to have an instant answer?
Yes. No play.
You answer, Mr. I'm ready.
Bro, give me Dirk with Luka's passing ability. That shit would have been fucking crazy.
Yeah. I could get behind that.
That would have been like just you should check that out in a 2K. Just up his tendency, like up his abilities.
Maybe that just seems like
a fucking cheat code, dude, because it's like I don't know. Like imagine seeing that like in the 2000s. Just like Dirk being Dirk, but also being able to pass. Like pass really well and frequently like that. Like that'd be fucking insane. Luka with Dirk's size, I think Luka like is already like the perfect height, the perfect size, you know, as a person, as an NBA player.
Luka with Dirk's size is just Jokic.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. 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 Jokic does have an MVP. I mean, yeah, dude. I feel like if Dirk had Luka's passing, like he would have had at least like 3 MVPs just scattered in his, you know, in his career, because that shit would be insane. Next question comes from Outdated Frog. Will PSG win the UCL? You would think so because they have Messi now. it seems like that's kind of a foregone conclusion, but you never know. We've seen super teams not make that far. Looking at you, the Brooklyn Nets.
Injuries.
Yeah, injuries can happen. You know, like I'm saying, like.
Yeah, don't heckle an injured super team.
No, don't do that. But yeah, so yeah, I'm sure PSG probably will. If they don't win it, they'll go really far in that tournament. Let's see. Next question comes from a Dak Prescott stan. Nice, he's doing pretty good right now. What do you think the Mavs' new city and earned jerseys look like, and why will they probably be bad? So. Interesting note on this one. I don't think we get new city and earned jerseys next year because it's the 75th anniversary. So I think they're doing like a special 75th anniversary jersey, but not like they're not changing up anything else. I think. I'm not so sure though.
Lazy.
It's what Nike want. Nike and the NBA want that. I don't know.
Yeah, they're lazy.
They are very lazy. But
I have more.
I just want them to bring back the hat, like permanently. That's all I want.
I would like to just go back to the old logo. Like at this point, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah, like you know, the hat logo. So I'm saying, like, just go back to that, and you know,
need a horse. Time to take Champ out to the pasture. Unfortunately,
make him some glue.
It never made sense to have a horse in the first place because Maverick is not a horse.
What is a Maverick?
Isn't it not? God damn it. Isn't it a cow?
Let me see. Maverick. Shit. I'm looking it up. Let's see. An unbranded calf or yearling?
There you go.
What's a yearling? Sorry, we're looking up stuff on this because that's what we do. What is a yearling?
Isn't that a year old cow?
No. Oh, I guess it is right. You are right. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's right. I know a lot about cows.
Why?
As the resident cowboy of the podcast. Hi, Squish41. I'm a cow expert. You know cows are made out of beef? I bet you didn't.
I did not know that. But yeah,
Maverick is also an unorthodox or independent-minded person.
You're on Google right now, I see. Let's see. So the new Mavs jerseys are just going to be those 75th anniversary jerseys. I've seen the leaks, and I do kind of like them. You know, I just feel like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the Nike or if it's the Mavs or maybe probably both that don't know how to incorporate the cool things that we could use like for our jerseys. Like they just don't ever seem to do them. So we do need a fucking rebrand though. Like just straight up. Like we need to rebrand. Like our shit looks like so like 2004. Like can't be doing this still. But yeah. That's just me. Like our normal jerseys. Like our, you know. Let's see. Next question comes from Chris. Favorite domestic Mexican and Texan beer. I think about this one. Like domestic, like because like domestic. Are you saying like ones that aren't like craft, or if it's like I don't know. Cause I really don't drink domestic in that case. If I had to pick one though, like I do like a Miller Lite from time to time. Just because, you know, it's an easy drinker. Mexican beer, though, bro. I am more of a Corona guy now, I feel like. It's just like what a lot of my family will have at their houses and stuff like that. So I'll kind of just drink that. And Texan beer, this one I am going to go craft. I will say Velvet Hammer forever and ever and ever is my favorite Texan beer because technically it's from Texas. Even though it's a craft beer, so you got anything to add, Squish?
Not really. You just kind of stole all of my answers. It's fine.
No, for real. Fuck. I'm sorry.
No, that sounds good. Because honestly, I don't have the brain power to think beyond those. I'm like, no, yeah, this could be my choices.
Yeah, yeah, we're very high energy today, guys.
I already said why.
It's been a week. Jose asks, did you like Monta Ellis while he was with Maverick? Well, he was a Maverick. And to you guys, was he one of the best pickups in our free agency history? Yes, he was one of the best pickups in free agency history for us. Which I mean, the bar there is not that high. I loved Monta as a Mav. You know, just he was what they call a baller, not a basketball player. He was a baller. Yeah, I loved him on this team. I hear he's trying to make a comeback, apparently. I don't think the Mavs give him a spot, but I hope he does well wherever he goes. So.
And no, I have nothing to add. Go on.
Yeah, you know, I loved him when he was here, you know. So, you know, if he makes a comeback, that's great, but I don't want to be with us.
It should be a Mavericks uniform.
Please no. Like, we
don't have room for another undersized guard.
Yeah, no. Can't be doing that. Let's see. Next question comes from Lemon Pepper West. Best winery in the DFW. Ooh. See, I'm not a big wine person, so I don't know, like, what to really look for when it comes to, you know, wines. I know Grapevine seems to have a pretty big, you know, because it's literally what they're named after, grapevines. I don't know. I really don't have a good answer for this one, honestly.
Neither. I've never been to a winery.
My fiance. Okay. Okay. The question is best winery in Dallas in the DFW.
I mean, I guess I already know the ones in Dallas, but Messina Hoff and like close to College Station
is okay. Winery. Really? Yeah. The Texas winery? Okay. I was even looking up wineries. How do you spell that?
Messina. And they do have a location in Grapevine.
Oh, it's like Hall of Fame Hoff. Oh, Messina Hoff. Okay, so apparently Messina Hoff is the one that Redden Mavs GF loves a lot.
Yeah, they make good
so wine. That's the one that she recommends.
Yeah, out of Texas wineries, that's the one.
Out of Texas wineries, that's the one she likes the best. Okay, cool. She answered for me. Thank God, because I know what the hell is going to answer with that one. So that's the one, Lemon Pepper West. If you want to go to a winery, go to that one. Here's a good one for you, Squish. Hopefully I say your name right. Devarin asks, will Luka be in better, more fit shape at the beginning of the season compared to last year?
I want to say better because he knows when the season's likely to start this time, and I feel like the tough losses he's experienced in the Olympics and the playoffs will have him more motivated to destroy everyone in his path. So
I think that's a good bet. I think knowing when the season's starting is going to be obviously like the most important thing, because last year he did not know, and he just looked sluggish as fuck, you know, for a 21-year-old. So it literally looked like he was just being like a frat boy, you know, just playing hungover, you know. Yeah, I think he'll probably end up being the best shape of his life, I'm hoping. That'd be great. If he's not, then I don't know what to tell you. So let's see. Next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle. He asks, who's a standout in the summer league so far that you like, or disappointment? Meet up for summer league next year. That's a good question. Stand out for summer league again. Like we haven't really been watching this, unfortunately. You know, I know a lot of people have been like singing the praises of, you know, Tyrell Terry was looking good until he got hurt. I would consider him a disappointment just because of that. You know, getting hurt and then having to pull out for the rest of summer league, you know, it's not fun. He had some moments where it just looked like he was an NBA player, which is really good to see. Let's see, standouts. Farron Hunt looked good last game. I watched those highlights. You know, he seems to be another big body that I'd like to keep on the team somehow. And I love Nate Hinton as a person, but it seems like if I were to give Farron, I kind of wish I would give him Farron Hunt the two-way instead of Nate. I don't know. I know that hurts. That's probably gonna hurt some people. Sorry, Panda, if you're listening, because I know he loves Nate Hinton. But you know, Farron Hunt just seems, he just has more of a fuller body. I feel like that's NBA ready. So out of all those guys, and I don't know if you have any opinions on that squish or not, but.
No, it sounds good. Don't ask. Okay, I'm not familiar enough.
All right, we got one last question. This is it. It's a quick one. It's a quick podcast. Okay, Juan asks, this one's for Squish. Favorite Bo Burnham song?
Ooh. That's hard.
Or you can make a list.
I could make a list, but I'm honestly going to go with his Kanye rant from his special Make Happy.
Okay.
That, if you haven't seen it, is brilliant, and it's very it'll hit you with a left hook. It's that thing where he's being funny, but then he gets very real.
Like, yeah.
And it's one of the most relatable things I've ever seen. So, just as a creative performer type myself, little known fact. But no. And then Inside's tough. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Follow up next time. Maybe I'll have an answer. Because I'm still so... I'm still so in it. I don't know. That's been my like happy place for the last month or two.
Yeah.
Other than obviously making parodies of it, but like I just enjoy that just as a whole piece of art. So
I don't know.
I guess I haven't thought about it yet. I'm not a place where I've been like, all right, this is clearly my favorite song from Inside.
Yeah. And man, those parodies, guys, those things are fucking incredible.
Oh.
Literally, like Squish will send me the audio just to like, you know, give my critique, which I never have any good critiques because I don't know. And I'm always like, this shit's fucking hilarious. And then like, and then my fiance doesn't want to listen to it until the video's out, because she wants to compare it to like what she saw from the special.
That's funny.
so yeah, but they're fucking amazing.
I appreciate it.
See, Juan had another question about if you had to pick between Mavrello and Mavsman to be your son's godfather, Who would you choose and why is it Mouse Man? It is not Mouse Man. That is not happening ever. In fact, my son will destroy Mouse Man, give him the chance. Yeah, Mavrella, if I had to choose between those two, Mavrella would be the Godfather. I think it'd be really cool to have a anthropomorphic, ball as a fucking
air basketball thing.
Yeah, yeah, basketball human thing. You know, that'd be great to have as a Godfather. I think that'd be sitcom material, actually. I feel like, you know. but I would definitely choose Mavrello over those two, and I love you, Mavrello. So, and if you want to be on the podcast, just hit me up and we'll get you on here as soon as possible. We can talk about, I don't know, USSR stuff. I don't know. But those are all the questions this week, guys. Thank you guys, you know, for asking us questions and stuff like that. I know this is kind of more of a quick hitter. With Dom being out, it's really hard for me and Squish to be as funny as we can be because we miss Dom so much.
For yourself. So. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, guys, we'll have another podcast next week, probably, more than likely. I'm sure. I'm trying to think if I should do anything next week. Because, again, I have a kid, so it's kind of, you know, things are a little different now. And Squish is just going through, you know, his job is obviously can be very, you know, very taxing. So, yeah. if you're in the yard.
Humbly request that y'all are being smart out there. Because this is going to get very bad. And it already has.
Yeah, it's going to get, yeah, we'll see, yeah. Yeah, please, if you're listening to this, please be safe out there. Just, you know, mask up, you know, social distance, you know, wash hands frequently, please. And I guess that's the podcast. So I'll see you guys later.
Eat.